A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hi-yo, Silver!
Scoop Rogers had been a newspaper reporter working in New York for the famous publisher Horace Greeley. His career came to an abrupt end when he was exposed as a blackmailer. He went west, blackmailed a second man, then drifted aimlessly until he heard that the Lone Ranger had been wounded. His search for further details brought the discredited reporter to the town near Claribel Hornblow's ranch. There he found Blaze Jackson and Moose Grant, two crooks who had aided him in his second crime. Scoop and his former partners went to the cafe and sat down at a corner table.
I was certainly surprised when I saw you two gents in town. How long have you been here?
A couple of weeks.
Well, we were in the mountains near here when my horse went lame. We came here so the vet could have a look at it.
How's your horse now?
Oh, all right. He just needed a couple of treatments.
We've got to move on in a day or so. Got to find a place where there's easy money to be had.
Yeah, what brings you to town, Scoop?
I'm on the track of a big newspaper story. But
I thought you were through as a reporter.
I am, but I'm hoping to get reinstated. I've already sent a telegram to Mr. Greeley. I told him about the story I was after and asked for another chance.
You mean you want to go back to working every day?
It's a good way to be sure of eating every day.
Why don't you throw in with Moose and me?
Hey, why don't you, Scoop? We did all right when we worked together on that blackmail deal.
No, thanks, boys. I'm through with that game.
You got scruples all of a sudden?
Scruples? Not me. It's just that the payoff isn't big enough to justify the risk.
The banker Timmons' payoff wasn't bad. We made nearly $1,000 each.
Yeah, but if the banker hadn't been afraid of publicity, we'd have gone to jail. The time before that, when I lost my job in New York, I just missed a long jail term because of legal technicalities. I've been lucky so far, but my luck's due to change. I'm not going to risk my neck on any more crooked deals unless there's a big enough payoff to make the risk worthwhile.
What do you call a worthwhile payoff?
Enough to put me on Easy Street for the rest of my life.
Well, I'll risk my neck on that kind of a deal. Just tell me where to find it.
I don't know of any such deal. That's why I want to get back my job in the newspaper. Maybe you boys can help me get a big story. Tell me all you know about the Lone Ranger.
Why, didn't you help Horace Greeley write a big newspaper story about the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, now I'd like to get a follow-up story.
You already know more about that mask armor than most people. What is there for us to tell you?
Is it true that the Lone Ranger was badly wounded?
Yeah, that's right. He's at the Hornblow Ranch. That's not far from here.
That's what I heard.
It's owned by a widow named Clarabelle Hornblow. She and her top hand are good friends of the Lone Ranger. They're helping Tonto take care of him.
How was he wounded?
Oh, you'll hear several different stories. The truth seems to be that he was hit by a stray bullet.
Is that ranch a big outfit?
No, it's just a small spread. Only one cowhand.
Oh. Moose, you mentioned a top hand.
Yeah, he's called Thunder Martin. He's the top hand. Because he's the only hand.
Is there a chance that the Lone Ranger might die?
No one seems to know.
At last we heard he was in mighty bad shape. Seems that his wound got infected.
Scoop, why don't you go out to that ranch and try to get the true facts firsthand?
Not a bad suggestion.
You could likely talk to Thunder or Clarabelle. Maybe to Tonto.
I'd be glad to ride along with you, Scoop.
So would I. I'd like to see that horse.
What horse?
Silver, the Lone Ranger's horse. Well, I've heard so much about that critter that
I... Is Silver at the Hornblow Ranch?
Well, of course he is. Where else do you think he'd be? The Lone Ranger wants his horse nearby. He thinks as much of that stallion as he does of his right arm.
Silver. Scoop.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing is wrong.
You've got such a funny look on your face.
Call it inspiration. Blaze, you said that the Lone Ranger thinks more of his horse than he does of his right arm.
Oh, that was just a figure of speech.
But I think you're right. I think the Lone Ranger would give anything to save the life of his horse. I think he might even give a silver mine.
A silver mine?
Keep your voice down, Moose.
Well, what are you getting at?
The Lone Ranger has a silver mine.
He does?
How do you know?
Horace Greeley, the publisher, spoke of it in the article I helped him write. He learned about it when he was here in the West.
Where is the mine?
The Lone Ranger and Tonto are the only ones who know. They keep the location a secret because the property has never been registered.
You mean the Lone Ranger has never filed a claim to it?
That's how I understand it. He doesn't want a lot of people rushing to the place and staking claims in the vicinity.
Scoop, do you know what that means? It means that anyone could go there, stake a claim, and file it in the land office and become the legal owner of the silver mine.
That's right, Blaze. Anyone could do it. We could do it if we just knew the location.
Yeah, I savvy.
The Lone Ranger might tell the location of that mine to save the life of his horse.
You mean we threatened to kill Silver unless...
First, we'd have to capture Silver and hide him somewhere. And we'd send word that the horse will be released if we're given a map to show the location of the silver mine.
How would we know the map was genuine?
Check it. Go to the mine, stake a claim, and file our claim before we release the horse.
Scoop, we could do it.
It sounds downright dangerous to me.
Moose, this is the kind of deal I mentioned a minute ago. The payoff is big enough to justify the risk.
That horse of the Lone Ranger might be hard to handle.
Yeah, a wagon would help.
Well, the... veterinary has a team and wagon that's made special for moving horses. He keeps it in a barn behind his house.
Good. We'll get him tonight.
And I know a good hideout. A cave in the hills.
It's a fine place. Do you happen to know a couple of men who'd help us?
You think we'll need help?
Yeah, Silver's a fire eater. He may be hard to handle.
We might get the Brent brothers. In fact, I'm sure they'd go in on a deal like this.
Good. What's the matter with you, Moose? You don't look enthusiastic.
Well, Scoop, you're talking about horse stealing.
Well?
A man gets hanged for horse stealing.
Not unless he's caught and found guilty. We'll plan carefully so we'll not be caught.
That night, Scoop Rogers and his companions waited in the darkness near a house at the edge of town. When they saw the veterinary leave his home for his habitual visit to the cafe, they hurried to the stable and hitched a strong team to a closed wagon. Moose tied his horse behind the wagon and drove the team.
Come on, get up there.
Scoop and Blaze rode ahead.
Get up. Come on, get up there. Huh?
Two other men, the Brent brothers, followed.
Come on, get up. Come on, get up. Get up.
Meanwhile, at the Hornblow Ranch, Clarabelle was at work in the kitchen. The back door was opened by Thunder Martin.
Howdy, Clarabelle.
Oh, you.
Smokes alive. What are you cooking at this time of the night?
Turkey broth. And what's wrong with the time of night?
Why, it's almost 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock or 2 o'clock, it's all the same to me. If Tonto says the Lone Ranger can take a little nourishment, I'm downright glad to do the cooking.
Say, that chew smells good.
Stand back from the stove.
Yeah, but I was...
You're free to sniff. But you reach out to sample that there turkey broth, and I'll break your arm.
Oh, now.
Now, where you been for the past 2 hours?
Well, sir, I was in the corral. I figured Scout and Silver needed a little exercise, so I walked them around. You know, Clarabelle, Silver's mighty lonesome for the Lone Ranger.
Yeah?
Yep. I can tell by the way he acts. How is the Lone Ranger?
I expect he's about the same as he was 2 hours ago. Tonto told you then that his fever was going down.
Yeah.
Oh, that medicine the army doctor left here seems to be doing the trick.
That's mighty good news. I wonder if the Lone Ranger's awake.
I reckon so. Tonto just came out of the bedroom for some warm water to bathe his face.
Oh? But he'd have to take off the mask to bathe his face.
Yeah, that's right.
If I was to walk into the bedroom unexpected, I could see...
Thunder, Martin!
Now, Clarabelle, I
didn't... The very least we can do is to respect the desire of our friend to keep his identity a secret.
But I...
No one but an ornery polecat would think of taking advantage of a situation like this. The Lone Ranger came here when he was wounded because he knew he could trust us.
Dad, right at Clarabelle, I didn't mean to go into the next room until Tonto says it's all right there.
That sounded like it came from the corral.
Yeah.
Are the horses all right?
Well, they were when I left the corral a few minutes ago.
Well, there's something going on. I'm going to look out the back door. Thunder, there's a wagon at the corral and 4 or 5 men.
All right, let me see.
Say, they got a rope on Silver.
Hey there, you sidewinders!
Why, they're shooting at us.
Those shots were just a warning. Stay right there at the door.
You leave that white horse alone, or you'll hang from the highest tree this side of the border.
Listen to me. We'll leave as soon as we get Silver inside the wagon. We'll leave a note telling how the Lone Ranger can get his horse.
Scoop Rogers was beside the wagon that had been backed to the corral gate. He held a rifle pointed at Thunder and Clarabelle, who stood in the light that came through the open door from the kitchen. Moose Blaze and the Brent brothers were trying to force Silver up the inclined ramp that had been formed by lowering the tailgate of the wagon. But Silver fought like a demon.
We can't handle this critter.
Die, he nearly got me.
Suddenly, there was an Indian war cry. Tonto came from the house, brushed past Thunder and Clarabelle, and ran toward the corral.
Someone's coming. Shoot him, Scoop.
It's Tonto. Never mind the horse. Stop fighting, Silver. Draw your guns and hold them at the horse's head.
Right. Tonto rushed forward with blind fury, ready to fight the overwhelming odds of 5-1. Then Scoop Rogers spoke sharply.
Do you want Silver dead?
Tonto saw the 6 guns pointed at the masked man's horse.
You steal Silver.
We're taking that horse with us. Or we're leaving him here dead.
You can't.
I'll give you a note telling how the Lone Ranger can get his horse. But first, you've got to help us load the critter.
You want me help you steal Silver?
You help us, or you'll see that horse die right here on the spot.
The Lone Ranger could hear the voices and the struggle. Mustering his meager strength, he dragged himself from the bed to the window and saw Tonto guiding Silver up the ramp and into the wagon.
Silver.
A moment later, the masked man saw the wagon closed and saw it driven away with Silver inside. Tonto stood alone near the corral.
Must do something.
The Lone Ranger stood up, staggered to the door of the bedroom, and then his strength gave out. He collapsed and lay motionless on the floor. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue. When Scoop and his companion started away with Silver in a closed wagon, Tonto returned from the corral with the note Scoop Rogers had given him. As he entered the house, he saw the Lone Ranger lying on the floor near the bedroom door. Thunder and Clarabelle were at his side.
Tonto, what's happened to him? He's unconscious.
Why in tarnation did he get out of bed?
Maybe him hear what horse thief say.
Well, is he all right?
Me think him just faint from weakness. Me carry him to bed.
Here, I'll give you a hand, Tonto.
Crooks. Make me help, or them shoot horse.
We heard it all, Tonto. Say, did you get the note?
No, but not read it yet.
I'll turn back the blanket. There. Let me cover him.
You think he needs medicine or anything, Tonto?
We wait. See.
What's that note say?
Oh. Well, there's plenty bad.
What's it say?
Crooks wants silver mine for safe return of horse.
A silver mine?
Thunderation. Are they local? Why, even if the Lone Ranger was willing to pay tribute to Crooks, which he'd never do, how in tarnation to give him a silver mine?
Him own half silver mine.
He does.
Do you own the other half?
No. No, other half belonged to Dan Reed.
What? I never heard of the Lone Ranger working a mine.
Him not work it. Old man there. Him take out enough silver to pay for food and make silver bullets, horseshoes.
Is the claim registered anywhere?
No. That why it easy for Crooks to take it. All them need is map.
A map, huh?
Message say, draw map, show where mine located. Crooks get map, then go to mine. After them file claim, them send back Lone Ranger's horse.
Well, what's to be done with a map after it's drawn? How are we supposed to get it to the Crooks?
We put it under rock, side a pine tree, in middle of Sour Grass Valley.
Say, I know that place.
Does the note say when that map has to be there?
It say have map there by tomorrow's sunrise.
We got to decide what to do about it.
Well, maybe we should wait until the Lone Ranger wakes up and see what he has to say, huh?
Him not meet terms. Him say Dan Reed owns share of mine.
We wouldn't make a deal anyhow. He's dead set against encouraging Crooks by meeting terms like this.
I suppose they'll know it if we try to track him down.
Why, sure they will. They'll be watching for a move like that. You try to fight them or turn them over to the law, and they'll kill the horse.
And they'll do the same if they don't get the map. Dad, rather, we got to do something.
A fake map? No, that's no good. They'll not let Silver go until they file the claim.
Kimosabe. Say, he's conscious. Map.
The Lone Ranger spoke so softly that Tonto had to bend over the bed and place his ear close to the moving lips.
Him want pencil, paper.
The Lone Ranger gripped the pencil that Clarabelle reached for him while Tonto held a pad of paper. Then the pencil started moving, making lines that slowly took the form of a map. It was as though some greater power guided the hand of the semi-conscious man. Thunder, Clarabelle, and Tonto watched tensely. They almost held their breath as if afraid of breaking some sort of spell. When the drawing was completed, the Lone Ranger dropped the pencil. Once more, his lips moved.
What'd he say, Tonto?
Him say, take this map to Pine Tree.
He must have heard us talking, huh?
Tonto, is that drawing really a map showing where the silver mine's located?
It map. But it not show way to silver mine. It show place where silver born, to Wild Horse Valley.
Yeah, when they get there and realize they've been given a false lead, they'll shoot Silver. We can't leave this map for them.
Me do what Lone Ranger say.
But Tonto, he didn't know what he was doing.
I wonder.
Huh? What's that, Clarabelle?
Somehow I had the feeling when he was drawing that map that his hand was being guided by the hand of destiny.
Me finish map, then leave it near Pine Tree.
Tonto, look at our friend. He's smiling. You must be doing the right thing.
At noon of the next day, Moose and Blaze and the Brent brothers watched from a place in the hills near the cave where Silver, the stolen wagon, and the team that drew it had been hidden. The outlaws saw Scoop Rogers ride across the open valley to the tall pine tree, secure the map, and then ride back to the hideout.
Oh. Boys, I got the map.
Yeah, we saw you pick up something from beneath the rock.
Easy. It's a good map, too. It'll be easy to follow.
You think it's genuine?
If not, that Lone Ranger will never see his horse again. Did you boys see anyone watching me when I rode across the valley?
No. We didn't see anyone, but that doesn't prove anything.
Tonto or Thunder Martin might have been hidden in the hills the same as we are.
They could have watched you. And if so, they'd know you were headed this way.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll follow your trail. If they do, they'll find the cave. And if we leave Silver in the cave when we start with the silver mine...
We'll leave the team and wagon in the cave, but we'll take Silver with us.
You think we can leave that horse on a line? He's mighty wild and strong.
He'll go when he learns he has to. Now, let's get started. If we travel fast, we'll be able to examine our silver mine before dark.
Tonto and Thunder Martin had been watching when Scoop Rogers left the valley and rode to join his friends. Then, instead of following his tracks, they rode through the hills on a direct line toward Wild Horse Valley. Here, where rugged mountains overlooked the green carpeted expanse where Silver had been born, the two drew rein.
Whoa there! Whoa! Whoa! I've got it, Tonto. I don't see how there's any hope for Silver.
We wait here in mountains. See what happened.
We must have got here well ahead of those horse thieves.
Isn't that right? Them follow map. Them come roundabout way.
They'll know blame well there's no silver mine around here. Then they'll shoot the Lone Ranger's horse.
Maybe we stop them.
Soon as we make a move, they'll shoot. Unless it...
What you gonna say?
Well, you know, I figure there's one way we might save Silver.
How that?
Open fire on those crooks as soon as they show up. There were three of them at the corral last night. We might drop them all before they had a chance to shoot the horse.
No. Lone Ranger not want that.
But doggone it, he doesn't want to lose his horse either.
Him not want save Silver by killing men. We wait here, Thunder. We watch.
Silver seemed to know where he was going. At first he had fought against the rope by which he was led. But soon he learned that escape was impossible and went willingly with Scoop and his companions. As he neared Wild Horse Valley, the white stallion's ears were pointed forward and his eyes seemed to gleam with expectation. He trotted ahead as far as the rope around his neck permitted. Scoop Rogers laughed.
Boys, notice the way Silver's behaving?
He seems to know where he's going.
He acts like he's anxious to get there.
That proves we got a genuine map. He's been here before.
He's heading straight for that gap in the mountains ahead. Is that gap shown on your map, Scoop?
Yeah. We're to go through the gap and into a wide valley just beyond.
Is that where we find the silver mine?
That's where we find the place. It's marked on this map by a letter X.
Is X the silver mine?
I don't know what else it could be.
Get him.
With the end of their trip so close at hand, the thieves increased the pace of their horses and in a few moments rode through the narrow gap to the wide, lush valley. Here they drew rein.
We must be close.
Now, let's see. According to this map...
What's the matter with Silver?
I don't know. Quiet down there. Quiet down, you. Haul in on that rope, Moose. Keep him quiet.
Easy.
Another horse whinnied from behind big boulders somewhere ahead. Silver responded.
Hey, there's another horse here.
If we've been led into a trap.
Boys, there seems to be a number of horses in this valley. I wonder what it means.
Silver knew that he had reached the place of his birth, the valley that was home to powerful horses that had never known the restraint of bit or bridle. The great white stallion had sounded a call for help. The other horses understood.
Hey, look at those horses. They're wild ones.
They're heading this way.
There's two more coming from the rocks on our left.
And another on our right.
You think they'll attack us?
At that instant, Silver made a sudden sharp turn and charged directly at Moose. He bumped the outlaw's horse and sent it staggering to one side. Then Silver's friends closed in. There was a mad melee of thundering hoofs and charging horses and shrill cries of panic as the horse thieves tried to guide their frightened mounts to turn and flee. Deke and Joe Brent were knocked down. Scoop Rogers was the first to break away. Without regard for his companions, thinking only of his own life, he shouted,
Get up there!
In a moment, Blaze made his escape, but Moose was trapped. The rope from Silver's neck was tied around the pommel of his saddle. He went down screaming in panic.
Help! Get
out! Tonto and Thunder Martin had been watching the wild drama. When they saw Scoop Rogers and Blaze dash out of the canyon, they leaped to the saddle and started in pursuit.
Get up there!
Get him up, Scout!
Draw rein, you ornery horse thief and polecats! Draw rein or I'll open fire and blast you clear out of those saddles!
Get him up, Scout!
I gave you fair warning! Now I'm gonna shoot!
The bullet brushed Scoop Rogers' arm. The single shot was all that was required.
Don't shoot! Hold your fire! Don't shoot again!
Get hands up! Get him up! Keep him plenty high! I'm just in the right mood to drill your bow so we don't have to take in prisoners.
No, don't shoot. Don't shoot it.
Dismount while we tie it.
All right.
Say, Tonto, what about Silver?
Let me go back, get Silver after these fellas tied.
And what about the three critters who went down in the canyon?
Me see about them.
Throughout that night, Claribel maintained a vigil. She sat close to the open door of the room where the Lone Ranger slept. The night was nearly gone when she heard hoofbeats. She rushed to the window and saw Silver being turned into the corral. And a few moments later, Tonto and Thunder entered the house. They looked tired but happy.
Tonto! Thunder! I saw you bringing Silver back.
Yep, safe and sound, Claribel.
How, Lone Ranger?
Oh, he's been sleeping like a baby all night long.
Me go to bedside.
Thunder, did you get the thieves?
We sure did. We took them to town and the sheriff jailed them. They'll get at least 10 years, but they're lucky to be alive.
How's that?
Well, one has a bullet wound in the arm, and three were hurt by wild horses.
Wild horses?
Yep. That map took the crooks to Wild Horse Valley, where Silver's friends took care of the situation. And the funniest thing...
What's funny?
Well, the leader of the crooks was a newspaper man named Scoop Rogers. He used to work for Horace Greeley, but got fired for being crooked.
What's so funny about that?
Well, sir, it seems he sent a telegram to Mr. Greeley asking for another chance of being a reporter.
Yeah?
There was an answer to his telegram. It was in town waiting for him. Mr. Greeley said he was glad to learn that Rogers had decided to go straight, and he'd be glad to give him another chance.
Oh, my. And now he's in jail awaiting trial for horse stealing.
Yep. You know, it seems that after he sent the message to Mr. Greeley, he made one great big mistake. He got the notion that he could steal from the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Fred Flowerday. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.